Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're getting closer to Friday, Wednesday. I get excited. 92.5 WBEE. The weekend's right around the corner. And thank you for sharing your texts about weird museums you've gone to, or odd, or just different off the beaten path. How about Mutter Museum just came in? Hope you should check it out. A very cool medical museum in Philly.
What?
Great weekend trip, plus lots to do in Philly. Mutter Museum. Never heard of it.
A medical museum.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What would they use this for?
Yeah. Right?
Is it like the Strong Museum? Do we get to touch stuff?
I don't know that you want to touch some of the stuff in there.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm wondering if there's a museum for necklaces that predict things.
Necklaces that predict things. Why would you even think of that? I mean, a museum for that.
I'm in a group of women entrepreneurs, and Monday we had a business coach come in, and she was teaching this practice about decision making, and she whips out a necklace. She's like, I do energy readings with this necklace.
Oh, dear Lord.
To help make business decisions. So she hands us all strings with paper clips because not everyone had a necklace with them. She's like, okay. And you ask it yes or no questions. She's like, I know this seems crazy, but here's how I know it works. She said that her husband was snow blowing their driveway and her keys got into the snow blower, fell out of his pocket, went in, flew out. They're looking all over the yard. She breaks out her necklace and she's running around asking the necklace, is it over here? Are my keys over here? Are my keys over here? Yes, no, yes, no. Finally, she gets into the garage and they had flown into a planter in the back corner of her garage.
What?
And the necklace told her, it's in the planter.
She asked it yes or no questions. Is it over here? Am I getting closer? It was like a game of like Marco Polo. Trying to find her keys.
I believe in a lot of stuff. This, I'd have to try it myself to believe. I don't know. I'm
like
not
a businesswoman making business decisions with her necklace.
Like what? Employee decisions? Yeah. $1 million decisions?
Let them go or keep them.
Oh, sorry. I didn't fire you. It was the necklace.
It was the necklace. Oh, sorry. Necklace. Not that I could do.
Yeah.
All energy reading. So she was like, if it goes in a circle, it's yes. If it goes back and forth, it means no. My aunt does something like this. She has like this weird necklace trick that she does. I wonder if she's up if we give her a call.
All right, let's call her. Necklaces help her predict things or give you answers. I don't know. All right, I hope she's up. Go ahead and text her if we could please call her and get her on the air. That's next. Predicting things, business decisions made by a necklace. Hope was at a entrepreneur women's group there, and they brought in a business coach, and she's dangling necklace going around going, ask yes or no, and it'll tell you. The energy claims the necklace. And she gave you guys strings with a paper clip to try it. Did it work for you? Did any of the answers... Did you say wow?
I don't know if I was a little bit skeptical, if my hand was shaking. I was looking at my paper clip, and I was like, no, I don't know. Is there a fan on in this room? But other people around me... Their strings were whipping around. It was like going big circles, going back and forth, like very clearly that whatever energy they were channeling was coming out.
I don't know. It doesn't feel right. It feels like waving a Ouija board around or something. Ooh. Like you're messing with forces that you shouldn't be messing with. You know what I mean? And you know where I stand on that.
Holding a string with a paper clip might as well be is the same as opening a portal?
What might as well be opening a portal. It's some pagan stuff there.
Wow.
You're trying to predict something that's the Lord's work. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like TJ will never have that Ouija board around her neck as
plus,
a necklace.
Listen to it. Like, what if I hold my keys? Ooh.
Yeah, huh. I don't know.
Will I hit the lotto this year? Oh, they're moving. I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard to believe.
Well, I'm willing to try it, though. But you're not into it. You're not into it.
I don't know. Then I remembered my aunt, who is able to predict things with her necklace. I thought it was just a her thing. But she's up and she's willing to talk to us if we give her a call.
Oh, necklace predicting thing. I don't know. 92.5 WBE. Hope's aunt, she does it, though. She claims it's like 95, 99% accurate. Your aunt Janet, and it's all about predicting someone's going to have a baby.
Yes, it is crazy. And especially, I can even do it on men. I can tell you what your children are by sex and how many you'll have. And it won't move if you'll never have children.
Did you buy this magical necklace in a store or something?
No, it's just a necklace my husband bought for me when we were first dating. And honestly, I pulled it out one day just because I'm like, oh, let's see. I heard you can tell what the sex of children were and how many you would have. And if you're having a girl, it goes in a circle. If you're having a boy, it goes back and forth. And it will basically tell you how many children you're having.
Now, I have metal in my body. That we'll call magnetism, right? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like it's all magnetized stuff. So, I mean, it could be inaccurate if I have metal in my body.
Oh, I'd love to try it and see if I could tell.
Why are you planning on more kids, TJ? Is that
no,
why you
I'm
want
just
her
saying,
check?
Her stats may go down depending on the situation of what's in your body. What do you got, a belly button ring? How's it going to go around?
Or can this magical necklace for TJ, if we experiment on her, say, done with having kids?
I don't. Oh, well, I'm assuming it would, because unless she's planning on having children.
No, I'm
it
not.
It only tells you how many you'll have.
I'm not leaving that to luck or necklace. Or
necklace magic.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So that's why the doctors went ahead and handled that and closed up shop.
Though. Okay. All right.
Well,
now you're
baby.
Swaying this necklace. You're putting all the information out there. Hang on a second. This is kind of like a little witchy kind of stuff here. Have you ever studied what else this necklace can predict?
No, it's only been babies for me.
Okay. Well, maybe we should take care of... You know what? Maybe on my next... No, I guess I don't. Maybe on our next event for a concert, we'll put up a tent and just have your aunt there with the necklace and ask ladies to lay down and see what's going on as far as kids. Would you want to do that with us?
They only have to hold out their palm. They don't even have to lay down.
Wow.
I just need your palm. That's all.
What about like me? Wow. Would it say a food baby in my belly, like I had a big burrito?
No, but it should tell me what you have. So... on myself, it tells me I have two daughters, and my husband, it would say three daughters and stuff. And it's basically what you're supposed to have. Like my brothers, it does not move, and they don't have children.
Interesting. I want to try it. We got to get together. We got to get together. That's wild to me.
Well, it's absolutely. It's my fun family trick.
Okay, fun family trick. Yeah, I know why everybody wants to go to the holiday parties in this family. Now I know. Anybody else do anything with a necklace and it's magical and tells you things? Please let us know. 585-252-WBEE. Wow. Hope's aunt said she's got the necklace. Just a regular one. She doesn't claim it's magical, but it can predict if you're pregnant, how many kids you got, the sex of it. I mean, Aaron, you say you don't even use a necklace. You use your own hair?
It is so accurate. It is unbelievably... It wears me out, but it is so accurate. It's crazy. It can be sad, but it even will add in miscarriages.
Ooh.
So wow. it will even count children in there. And it's crazy because, you know, I did it for a friend of mine who, you know, I knew that she had a miscarriage. And when that one, you know, popped in there, we just looked at each other with like the widest eyes ever, and we couldn't believe it. And then it counted all of the rest of her children, and then it stopped. And it was just unbelievable how accurate it is.
So does it need to be my hair? I got to pluck a piece of hair from my head,
yes,
put my wedding band on it, and do it that way.
So you're just talking,
you're not even talking a necklace anymore. Now it's human hair and a ring.
That's how I've always done it, is you use a piece of your hair, you tie it to your ring, and then you do it over your hand.
Okay.
My wife, Celeste, has long hair. I'm trying it tonight.
You're going to yank her hair out?
I'm texting her right now. Can I borrow some hair? Look it. Let's see if she responds. I'm texting her right now.
I want something that'll predict something I don't already know. I already know how many kids I got. I want something that will really predict something. Something good.
That's beyond my wheelhouse.
Well, what do you really want to ask? If you're going to get a raise or something like that?
Yeah, when's my bonus coming, baby?
Yeah, I don't know what the hair ring necklace.
And it'll just shoot out the door. It'll just fly through a window.
Oh, you know what I found? Online, you could shake a magic 8-ball online. You want to try that if you're going to get a raise?
Man, that's old school.
Our B family has really jumped in with this guessing if someone's pregnant, how many kids are going to have with the necklace. It all started with your aunt Janet, and then Aaron jump on, and many others on the text line. It works, it works, it works. But TJ's like, I want to know something else. I know how many kids I have already.
I want to know something I don't know.
Yeah, so I got an idea.
Okay, Bo's the king of bad ideas, so what could this be?
You remember the Magic 8-Ball back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to buy it anymore. You can go online, and it'll shake for you. You just got to type in a question. What do you want to know, TJ?
Am I going to fall into money sometime in the next 6 months?
Fall into money.
You know what I mean? Whether a raise or...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Shake. Magic 8-Ball. Outlook. Not so good.
What?
That's what the Magic 8-Ball is predicting.
I'm going back to the necklace.
Okay. All right.
Stupid.
What do you want to ask, Hope?
Okay. I'm excited now. I want to know if the Magic 8-Ball thinks that I'm funny.
Funny.
Do we really need a ball for that?
Yeah, I'm typing it in right
now.
I
think we all know the answer to that.
Magic 8-Ball says, it is certain.
Oh, you hear that, okay. TJ? The Magic 8-Ball doesn't want my mic turned off ever.
You have a ball to throw at your head right now. A Magic 8-Ball.
All right, I'm going to try this
here. Try it.
Because I've been going to the gym a lot for health reasons. Trying to get that blood sugar down. Will Bo lose weight? Shaking it up, it says... My sources say no. Whose idea was this? I don't like the Magic 8-Ball.
See, it's dumb.
I don't like the Magic. Whose idea was this? That's horrible.
It's probably Miss Funny Pants over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and the Magic 8-Ball are in cahoots.